Today's podcast is brought to you by the Kepa Wamach Chordich. Visit www.speakklingon.info for more info.
Sunday, June 12th, 2011.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to Dach Jaj Chol, your daily dose of Klingon language. I'm your host, Lawrence Schoen. And so, we come at last to the final episode of our Prefix Summary series. In case you've forgotten, for the past 5 weeks, we've been reviewing Klingon verb prefixes in subgroups, where all of the prefixes in a given week share the same person and number in the subject, but differ with respect to the person and number of the object. Today, we finish up with a second-person plural subject, which is to say, you, or as I've also been rendering it, y'all or yous guys. When the prefix is shu, the verb has no object. Pidge, shubep. Y'all frequently whine. When the prefix is tu, the object is first person singular, or me. Tuchub nish. You guys need to defend me. When the prefix is che, the object is first person plural, or us. Chenarach lach be. You cannot escape us. When the prefix is bo, the object is third person and can be either singular, such as him, her, or it, or plural, as in them. Reitan chodmaj bochochta ach nuchmemaj botlaplachbe. Perhaps you killed our captain, but you cannot take our weapons. That's it. The last four verb prefixes. Seems a bit anticlimactic, doesn't it? But do you know them all now? I'm sure you've mastered several, at least. But even very experienced Klingon speakers often conflate, or outright forget, one or two at times. That's probably because they didn't have a daily podcast reminding them how language opens worlds. You, however, do not have such an excuse. So, you'd better resume your practice. Right now. Kotme poshmoch chol.